Developer Crossland Southeast said Wednesday night it wants to redevelop the old Eastland Mall site into something transformative. But the developer cautioned that remaking the East Charlotte site won't be as easy as other Crossland projects built in affluent parts of the city. WFAE Steve Harrison has this report.
Crossland Southeast has big plans for what used to be Eastland Mall, a sports complex in one corner of the 70-acre site, homes and townhomes in the back, and on Central Avenue, a cluster of offices and restaurants. But Crossland managing partner Tim Sinema said it's been harder to get other developers interested in the East Charlotte site, as opposed to other Crossland projects like Birkdale Village in Huntersville or Waverly off Providence Road. For instance, he said it's been hard finding tenants for office buildings.
The office is a tougher sell at this point. We've had a lot of meetings with people trying to get jobs and offices here. And so far we've not found those lead tenants to lead something like that.
When discussing the residential part of the redevelopment, Sinema said home builders initially didn't buy into Crossland's vision of more high-end single-family homes.
And virtually everyone said, we're interested. So then we asked the second level question, what would you build here? And the answer from pretty much everybody wasn't exactly what we were looking for.
He said developers were focused on building the type of apartments that dominate Central Avenue today.
And so the product they want to build today is a very low price point. Exactly. So thank you for putting the asterisk on my point. So that's not what we wanted. So we went back to the drawing board and said, okay, they don't get it yet.
For the crowd of 150 people, housing was a big concern. Some residents were concerned there would be too much affordable housing on the site, or not enough. Sinema said Crossland wants the homes to be mostly market rate, and said some builders have now bought into that vision.
The storyline here is we want high-quality architecture, we want variation in design, we want interesting architecture, we want appealing streetscape, and we want a variation of price points and forms so that we've got a neighborhood that is very, 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 very appealing.
The city of Charlotte bought Eastland 7 years ago for $13 million and then demolished the mall. The site has languished with little interest from developers, but the city's real estate market has become so hot that Crossland believes the site is now valuable. The city has said in the past that it would consider spending additional tax money to help the development, and Sinema said Crossland's development would be a, quote, public-private partnership. That means some additional public money would likely be needed. It's possible the city could use tourism tax dollars to subsidize the sports complex proposed for the southeast corner of the site. One man said Crossland should build an ice skating rink at the new development, a tribute to the rink at the old mall. Others wanted more green space.
The one thing that concerns me is the parking, because in every meeting we went to, there was a lot of green space. We wanted green space, pavilions to have outside concerts, to have picnics. It's limited green space.
Sinema said things will likely change with the Eastland plan, telling the audience that Crossland is on the 10-yard line with 90 yards to go. He hopes that perhaps construction could start in early 2021. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.